Hey everybody, this is Sam, and it is day 4 of the tour. We are in Orange, California, which is actually in Orange County, I can now say with some authority. And it was a good show today. We got up this morning in Sacramento and then made a mad dash down here. And Becky actually did all of the driving this time, which I am eternally grateful for. We actually ended up being about half an hour late, showed up around 7:30, but the crowd was understanding of our plight of traffic, and everything went well. It's interesting to find out that people who live out here feel about Los Angeles the same way people in Tacoma feel about Seattle, which is, you know, interesting place to be, but you get in, do what you need to do, get out. The Orange County show was very interesting, and actually really good. You know, some people say very interesting when they mean, not so great, but that's not what I mean here. The Orange County show was really cool. We actually got to cover some news, and this is the last time we're going to be able to do news stories on the tour, because after this episode, it's going to get, farther and farther away from real time. So any news stories that we do are going to be weeks and weeks and weeks out of date. We had Kent on, who's a guy who does a lot of stuff in the community out here in Orange County, and I'd have him on again. He was a really good talker, had a lot of really interesting things to say, and frankly, a lot of the people I talked to here I would have on the show. It was a very, very fun socialization, and this time the post-show part was also here, so we didn't have to go anywhere, which made it oddly relaxing. I had a very fun, well, not oddly relaxing, it just made it relaxing. It was odd because I'd never done it before, and that was cool. So, this was the one point in the tour where we had a show one day, and then had to get up, do a lot of driving, and then do another show, and the other day that we could have potentially have done that was Oklahoma City and then St. Louis. And as I said yesterday, that, you know, the Oklahoma City folks were really, really nice about letting us move to a different day. And I think today kind of proved to me that, you know, I could do it again. I mean, I did it today, and I actually think, I don't know that I was at my best today. But Becky and Kent really made up a very fun episode. So tomorrow I'm going to be finishing the, producing the Sacramento episode for this Sunday. I actually started producing the episode in the car, but to be honest with you, doing audio editing in the car, it's not the best idea I ever had. It made me rather car sick, so I don't think I'm going to be doing that again. But I've got some time tomorrow, and so I'll be producing the episode tomorrow. I've already done, a lot of the noise removal and leveling on the individual tracks. So all I have to do now is go through the episode and... Yeah, so our next show is going to be in Mesa, Arizona, which is east of Phoenix, and that's going to be on July 16th. So we actually have 4 days before we have to do another episode, you know, give my voice time to heal, and hang out with some of my friends in Phoenix. So that's going to be a good time. It'll also give me a chance to work on my not-for-anything-important project. I'm actually... Okay, this is, right, warning, gets really geeky. But I'm exploring Firefox OS, or otherwise known as Boot to Gecko. It's a operating system written by the folks who do the Firefox web browser. And it's specifically for mobile devices. But I'm not actually working on it for a phone or a tablet or anything like that. I actually think because Firefox OS actually presents HTML5 stuff as applications, I'm actually thinking about using it for a car operating system type, you know, like a car navigation panel, like the big LCD panels on the dashboard. And I want to play with it with that. Except rather than just do the usual thing, like play iPod stuff and play movies and get you to the nearest gas station or the nearest Starbucks and track your every move, I'm learning the sort of the serial protocol between the head unit and the actual radio of one of my ham radios so that it can be controlled via Firefox OS. I'm probably going to write an interface to one of those RTL SDR dongles, those $20 software-defined radio dongles you can get online. And I'm kind of thinking of it as a signals package, which would be a lot of fun. I like playing with radio. What can I say? It's my hobby. So we only saw three religious signs between Sacramento and Orange. But it was interesting enough that one of them was an abortion one, and the other one was specifically anti-evolution. So we're going to count all three. So that would be 5 from Tacoma to Eugene, 4 from Eugene to Sacramento, and 3 from Sacramento to Orange. I rather expect the number is going to increase from here, to be honest. I'll include some pictures, and that's really all I have. I'm a little disjointed. It's, day 4. I've already done 2 episodes. It's now 2:45. So I'm going to leave it here. So now comes the question, am I going to continue the tour diary on the days where we're just sort of visiting with family? And Becky's kind of talked me into continuing doing some of it, but to talk about some stuff that we want to talk about on the show, that we've wanted to talk a little bit about on the show, but it was like too behind the scenes and a little too inside baseball. Inside baseball. Under the circumstances, that's very funny. A little too inside baseball for the general show. Like some stuff we've been doing on the behind the scenes, some stuff that was interesting. So yeah, I'll be using some of the time in Phoenix to talk about that. Anyway, I will talk to you guys from Phoenix tomorrow.